fruit grower and winemaker Lee Bradley and his wife Kathy run Black Bridge Winery and the Orchard Valley Farm and Market in Paonia, Colorado, a gorgeous hour-long drive south of Carbondale. When Katie and Kay sets up our beer tent at Dandelion Day on Saturday, May 13th, we'll be featuring wines from Black Bridge along with dandelion-infused vodka from Marble Distilling and fresh kegs from Roaring Fork Beer Company. I've really been looking forward to talking with you, Lee. Thanks for your support of Community Radio.
You're more than welcome. We listen to KVNF quite a bit in the North Fork Valley.
Of course, KD&K and KVNF, part of the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Network. And as we were getting ready for this event, I was thinking, who are some of the cool vintners around the area who kind of have an eye towards sustainability and who kind of care about community media? And was so glad to connect with you guys. Start by telling us a little bit about the West Elks American Viticultural Area. You guys are part of a bigger thing down there.
Yes, the West Elks AVA is a group of about, I think we have 11 wineries in the West Elks AVA. And an AVA is a designation of an area that are able to raise wine grapes and to produce wine from the grapes grown right in the local area. And there are two AVAs in the state of Colorado. One is the Grand Valley AVA by Palisade, and the other one is the West Elks AVA, and that is in the North Fork Valley.
And we're so lucky here in the Roaring Fork Valley to get to be situated right between you two. So we can have our pick, you know, go to the Palisade Bluegrass Fest and then come down and visit you guys and Delicious Orchards and all the other great folks in your area. So how long have you personally been, a farmer and fruit grower?
Let's see, I started farming this place in 91. And so it's been quite a while. We started making wine we planted our first wine grapes in 1998, and we started making our wine in 2004. And so we've got quite a bit of experience under our belt. Seems like every year we learn lots more new things about growing and making wines.
And then you and your wife also have a son who is kind of interested in the agriculture side of things. Is he involved in Orchard Valley?
Yes, we set him up as one-third owner in Orchard Valley Farms and Black Bridge Winery when we bought the place. And so now he is a graduate of CSU, and he's home, and he's helping with the farm. And he's got a good motivation because he is one-third owner of the operation, and he's doing a real good job. It's nice to have an young, educated person on the farm that is interested in agriculture.
And a real family affair. Do you think that his interest in meat might expand what you guys do in the long run?
He also is buying cattle, raising cattle. He's got 20 head of cows and calves, and he takes them to the mountains in the summertime, and in the fall we take them to a feedlot, and from there we process the beef that we sell here at Orchard Valley Farms and market.
So give people kind of the overview of if they come to visit you. So you guys are really big between Memorial Day and Halloween, pretty much. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We open Memorial Day weekend, and we have events scheduled during the summer. The first event is Father's Day, and that's North Fork Uncorked, and that's where all the wineries in the area get together, and they show off their new vintages. And so it's a great time to come to the North Fork and try wines from different wineries, and everybody's involved. And then the first weekend of August, we also have another event, North Fork Wine Trail. That's the West Elks AVA event where we have different dinners around at each of the wineries, and it's a real good weekend, lots of fun, and you get to taste lots of wines that weekend.
And then your season goes all the way up to your pumpkin patch in October, and I know you guys do a tasting room, but you also offer all kinds of other products that are not your own branded, right? So in terms of your market, anything from pumpkin butter to jams and jellies and honey, right?
Yeah, that's a big thing. What people like to come to our place and shop for syrups, butters, honey butters, all kinds of fruit jams and jellies. Our premier product, we have a very good balsamic vinegar that we've had since we opened in 2002. And the balsamic vinegar and our olive oils is another really big attraction for people. When they come over, they fill up and make sure they have plenty to last them until the next time they come to the North Fork Valley.
And so between now and Memorial Day, people can still support you guys by checking out your website. Is that right?
That's right. The website is blackbridgewinery.com, or it's orchardvalleyfarms.com. And it's a website that you can go and you can order lots of different items. You can buy wine on the website, all the other different products we have, and we ship through FedEx. And Kathy stays pretty darn busy filling orders every Monday to ship out during the week.
I know you guys are known for your Pinot Noir, your Riesling, but you also do Rosé. I mean, you guys have quite a variety.
I think we have 11 wines this year. It seems like when we started, we were going to just stop at 6 wines. That's all we were going to have. And then every year we think, maybe we should try this or we should try that. And suddenly we have a label, and the next thing you know, we have another wine or two in the barn for everybody to taste.
One last thing I've noticed, Lee, is that it doesn't seem like you guys are priced for the Aspen crowd. Not that, of course, you'd welcome anyone from Aspen to come visit, but it seems like you guys could charge a lot more than you do, given the sort of rustic nature of your whole operation. But it seems like you've kind of tried to appeal to the average person.
We do. I don't know if that's intentional, or I think what we do, we make our wines and we go, okay, well, there's a lot of wine sitting over there, and we might as well, offer it to the public and do more volume. We don't do very much wholesale wine sales, so most of our sales is right out of our market, and so we can keep the price reasonable. I hate to go and buy a big bottle of wine, an expensive bottle of wine, and so myself, I'd like to have more reasonable wine that I can purchase.
We're talking to Lee Bradley from Blackbridge Winery and the Orchard Valley Farm and Market in Paonia, Colorado. Katie and Kay will proudly be serving Blackbridge at the beer tent at Dandelion Day, Saturday, May 13th. Lee, tell us about the name. The picture on your labels is of an old beat-up Black Bridge. Is that something specific to your family or to the region?
The Black Bridge is a county road bridge that crosses the North Fork of the Gunnison River right at our driveway. And so it's been there for 106 years now. And
wow.
So we kind of claimed the name Blackbridge Winery since it was right there at our driveway. And we're kind of proud of that name. You can see the old Black Bridge as you come into our driveway. And to cross over the bridge, it's a one-lane bridge, and it goes right into downtown Paonia.
I know you guys are big supporters of KVNF, the Paonia Community Radio Station. We're all allies, KD&K, KVNF, and many other of the community radio stations around the state. What is important to you about public radio and community radio? Why should our listeners come out and try some of your wines and support us, the proceeds benefiting KD&K on Dandelion Day?
Yeah, community radio is a good place for all kinds of different community activities, and you can tune in to KVNF. You can find out what's going on in the community. Also, NPR News in the morning. We're kind of hooked on NPR, so every morning we get up, we listen to NPR. And if whatever kind of music you want, generally, if you don't like what you have, what's on, you can wait a little while, and something will come on that really whets your appetite. So community radio is a good thing to have in any community.
Talking to Lee Bradley from Blackbridge Winery. Please pass along Katie and Kay's thanks again to your wife, Kathy, and just very excited to be able to represent, a local Paonia North Fork winery at Dandelion Day. And thank you so much for supporting Katie and Kay.
Well, you're more than welcome. Thank you very much.